Dense gas and star formation in nearby infrared bright galaxies, APEX survey of HCN and HCO plus J equals 2 to 1, by Jingzhou et al. Both galactic and extragalactic studies on star formation suggest that stars form directly from dense molecular gas. To trace such high-volume density gas, HCN and HCO plus J equals 1 to 0 have been widely used for their high dipole moments, relatively high abundances, and often being the strongest lines after CO. However, HCN and HCO plus J equals 1 to 0 emission could be arguably dominated by the gas components at low volume densities. HCN J equals 2 to 1 and HCO plus J equals 2 to 1, with more suitable critical densities and excitation requirements, would trace typical dense gas closely related to star formation. Here we report new observations of HCN J equals 2 to 1 and HCO plus J equals 2 to 1 towards 17 nearby infrared bright galaxies with the APEX 12M telescope. The correlation slopes between luminosities of HCN J equals 2 to 1, and HCO plus J equals 2 to 1 and total infrared emission are 1.03 plus 0.05 and 1.00 plus 0.05, respectively. The correlations of their surface densities, normalized with the area of radio, sub-millimeter continuum, show even tighter relations, slopes, 0.99 plus 0.03 and 1.02 plus 0.03. The 8 AGN-dominated galaxies show no significant difference from the 11 star formation-dominated galaxies in above relations. The average HCN, HCO plus ratios are 1.15 plus 0.26 and 0.98 plus 0.42 for AGN-dominated and star formation-dominated galaxies, respectively, without obvious dependencies on infrared luminosity, dust temperature, or infrared pumping. The Magellanic clouds roughly follow the same correlations, expanding to 8 orders of magnitude. On the other hand, ultra-luminous infrared galaxies with active galactic nucleus (AGN) systematically lay above the correlations, indicating potential biases introduced by AGNs. This was Dense Gas and Star Formation in Nearby Infrared Bright Galaxies, APEX Survey of HCN and HCO plus J equals 2 to 1, by Jingzhou et al.